Hey, welcome into Bleck and Abdallah After Hours. On today's episode, Abdallah, are the Chicago Bears the sexy team in the NFL when we get to next season?
And did Larry David scratch or pick?
Oh, the Chicago Cubs celebrated something, opening day, but the celebration was kind of half-assed. We'll get to all of that on today's episode. Like and subscribe the page. You can also download the podcast on the ESPN Chicago app. After Hours with Bleck and Abdallah starts now. All right, our first story today, Abdallah, we have to talk football. We're in Chicago. And of course, Bears fans are still interested in Caleb Williams. And if the Bears are going to draft Caleb Williams, what does this mean for the Bears going forward?
Well, it should mean a lot of things. Hopefully the team is better. It should mean that, you know, you've reset your financial clock. It means that you can add more free agents later down the line, but it also means more excitement. I mean, you've got the number one draft pick. This is supposed to be the best guy since, you know, the last two decades, since Andrew Luck came into the league. So he's being compared to Patrick Mahomes. So there should be a lot of intrigue. There should be a lot of urgency to get this thing going.
Yeah, they're going to be good. How good is the question? Kirk Herbstreit today was on the McAfee show, and he talked about that very topic. How good could the Bears be this upcoming season?
Right now, I'm telling you this, because I had the Bears twice. When they made that trade and they got a lot better on the defensive side, when Sweat came over and the secondary got healthy, I'm telling you, everybody expected Eberflus to get let go middle of the year. The guy had an energy about him. His team responds to him. You better get on the Bears right now. You better get on the Bears. And I'm not a Bears guy. I don't care about the Bears. I'm just saying, they are the Detroit Lions from a couple years. Like, they're coming. The Bears are coming. Like, get ready.
The only issue is the Lions are in their division, and so are the Packers.
That's right.
And so are the Vikings. That's NFC North.
Great division.
Yeah, it's all of a sudden become that.
So you heard it from Kirk Herbstreit to McAfee. Yeah. They're coming. Yeah. Come on, Abdallah. The Bears are coming.
Well, look, this was the goal that I had for them last year, right? Last year I said, be the Lions, right? Be the Lions of last year. So this year, supposedly, this was supposed to be the year with Justin Fields to say, all right, the Bears are here. Watch out for them. They could, you know, win the North. They could, you know, make some noise in the playoffs. Unfortunately, now they're kind of starting over. So expectations are still high. The win total is still 8.5 right now. But I still expect this team to be the Lions that, okay, this is a fun team. They made a run at the playoffs. Maybe they didn't miss it because they lost at the end, or maybe someone else won to keep them out of a wild card spot. But everybody needs to be on notice that the Bears are now a team that is once again good.
Yeah, I think putting people on notice for sure. I think the expectations for Caleb Williams are going to be out of this world, though. And I think it's deserved. I think the prospect is worthy of the conversation. And I also think the defense put in so much work last year. You heard McAfee say it after the Sweat trade. That's what it was. In November and December of last year, this team's defense was awesome. And the team played good football. The offense wasn't quite there. You go out and you get Keenan Allen. You pair him with DJ Moore. You go out and add to different pieces around the offense. That's not necessarily splash moves, but some depth around the offensive line, an additional tight end. Like, this team's going to be ready to take the next step. And I think that's where you hear Herbstreit say he reminds them of the Lions from last year. The Lions were all of the talk of the NFL last summer. They were sexy pick. They were the team everyone was saying that they would go to the Super Bowl, a big jump from the year before. I wouldn't be surprised. The Bears should be a playoff team next season. So, like, saying that they're the sexy team that people are going to pick when we get to that time of the summer, that wouldn't shock me at all. With the new quarterback, with what we expect from him, what we saw from the defense, I think things are certainly running in the right direction. Like, sometimes we hear clips, and we're going to play clips on this show where it's like, that's a straight hot take. Herbstreit there, I don't think that was a hot take at all. I think Herbstreit sees what we all see.
I think you see the 8.5 win total that, you know, it might go up before the season starts, depending on what they do with their 9th pick, because I think if they stay at 9 and, you know, Roma Dunze's there, Malik Nabers is there, and they add another weapon for Caleb Williams, because remember, when Mitchell Trubisky got here, they made the playoffs. Why? because of the defense.
The defense.
The defense carried them. They were great. They had historic turnovers. They were doing everything. They were amazing. They carried them to the playoffs. I'm not saying that they're going to have as good of a defense, but having a great defense with Caleb Williams will keep you in games if he makes a mistake. You know, if he throws an interception, they can still get you good field position. Maybe they can force a three and out from that interception. So having a good defense, even though it's the other side of the ball, can still help your young quarterback immensely.
And so as we continue on, our next topic, you know, we're not only going to play clips from the Pat McAfee show, but I do feel like this needs to be addressed. Earlier today, Dan Orlovsky was on the program, and we need to figure out whether or not this was a fart.
I think he's like top five in scoring, but I don't think he's top like 10 or 15 in assists. I think the only guy in basketball is probably LeBron when it comes to scoring and assists. And so that was the...
So you're complimenting. You were complimenting Wayne Gretzky and acknowledging like, hey, this guy's not only scoring, he's helping his teammates out. That's what you were... The hockey community's wrong.
It's impossible to be at the top at both of those, essentially. Like, it's...
Another farting Dan Orlovsky situation.
No, Dan. Just took place. Danny Dumbs.
You just farted into the...
Danny Dumbs.
What do you mean? It's unbelievable.
Your butt just talking.
We heard it.
Your butt just farted into the phone.
You're like, on Monday Night Football.
Oh, no.
That's what just happened.
What do you mean?
You remember Monday Night Football when you had your microphone and you went to sneeze and you bent down and it caught your fart?
Like, what do you...
No. It's not what you said.
Your asshole just farted.
You pooped your pants.
We heard your fart, brother. We
heard your butt just fart.
Methane or gas.
I did not fart.
Dan.
This is two times now, Dan. This is the Orlovsky thing.
Fool me once, Dan.
Are you guys being serious right now, or are you messing with me?
Dan.
Do we have the capabilities to play this?
I would like to let the hockey...
So as we take a serious look at this fart situation with Dan Orlovsky on the McAfee show, I'll give Orlovsky credit for this. He seemed to be genuinely confused on what they were talking about.
Yeah, of course he did. But look, if I shift like this real quick.
Well, your chair made a little noise.
Exactly. Who's to say?
But you didn't fart.
Who's to say?
Did you plan a fart?
Who's to say?
I don't think you planned a fart.
You think I can't fart on command?
No,
I can't. I can't. And that would be a talent if I could.
Yeah, if you could, we wouldn't be here doing this.
I think it... So he claimed...
We would be on a road show. circus road show with Abdallah from city to city, just farting.
We're going to Albuquerque next.
Pay a dollar and you can get Abdallah to fart. Here we go. Give me a dollar.
He claimed afterwards that it was a windshield wiper. My problem with that is you didn't hear the windshield wiper in the rest of that clip. We heard it there, even if it's on the lowest setting, right?
It's sus.
Now, maybe it's on an automatic. My car has an automatic setting, like a sensor, to when it needs the windshield wiper or not. Maybe it's not raining that much. Maybe just a couple droplets fell. I'm going to say not fart. That's where I'm going. I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt and say right now, I'm on Orlovsky. This is the only time I'll be on Orlovsky's side. Not fart.
You don't agree with his quarterback opinions?
Not fart.
I don't think it was a fart because it didn't... He kept the pace of the conversation. If I'm sitting here talking and I had to fart, I would have to like pause and make a move.
Well, I mean, listen,
for
I
it
just,
to go,
I just shifted right now. You don't know what...
No,
I
know,
did.
But it would be like the fact that he was so shocked. You saw on the video, he was so surprised at what they were talking. He thought that they were calling his take, his opinion about sports,
a fart.
A fart. That's what he thought. You could see it on his face. He was so obviously taken aback by it.
I wish we could change.
Someone doesn't keep character hiding a fart like
no,
that.
No, but I wish instead of calling them hot takes, we just could call them farts.
Hot farts?
Yeah. Because what would we call first take then?
Hot farts.
First fart?
First fart. Hot farts.
Get up and fart.
Although that video, the audio there, it sounded like he needed to wipe.
Oh, yeah.
That sounded messy.
Either it was a windshield wiper or he needed to wipe for sure. Wiping definitely needed to be involved.
When he's on his way home from wherever he was at, he's going to have to stop at a gas station. to use the bathroom. All right, next up, over the weekend, Larry David was watching college basketball live. He was at the UConn game Saturday night. Mm-hmm. You know, Larry David, human like us. He's just another person, right?
Yeah, but
he's
he has out $1 billion.
Yeah, he has $1 billion and arguably two of the greatest comedies ever produced on television, Curb Your Enthusiasm and Seinfeld. Curb's going to end this weekend. Larry was out watching basketball, and he was caught on TV with a couple questionable moves. Let's see the first one.
All right, biting the nail. Biting the nail a little bit. That's
never
fine.
Never a good look on TV. Uh-oh. Well,
was it a pick? Was it a pick?
So first of all, the biting of the fingernail on TV, that's not a good look.
No, I feel like any personal grooming needs to not be done in public like that.
Well, and a guy like Larry David, you unfortunately, when you're in public, you have no ability to avoid this stuff.
No.
Like, they are going to make sure that you're shown on camera.
Yeah, I think he was on the Jumbotron and visibly mouthing, "Why am I on the Jumbotron?"
And you're right. The pick kind of looked like a scratch.
Was it a scratch? I mean, this is right out of a Seinfeld episode. Was it a pick or a scratch?
And it was Jerry in the car on Seinfeld, right? Yeah. It wasn't George.
No.
The one thing that I'd have to say about the video, it seemed like Larry, instead of going straight in, he was like coming around the side. Mm-hmm.
It would have been
he was going for like the side of the nostril.
Yeah, like if you look
at
it,
the hand's
it looks
up
like
there.
A little
and then
bit
here comes the other
right
hand
there.
From the other side. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know. I feel like he was trying to camouflage the pick.
I think it was a pick. I'm going not fart, pick.
You're going pick for Larry.
Yeah.
No fart on the Orlovsky.
Yes.
Larry David also showcased an interesting way to sit during the game. You saw this and thought this was wild as
well. I thought this was insane. First of all, he's sitting very close. He doesn't have, you know, courtside seats, but he's about as close as you can be to courtside without broadcasting the game. He's then sticking his foot out as far as it can go over. Now, if I'm sitting in front of Larry David, even though it's not touching me, I'm offended. Okay. I don't care how much money you have. I feel like if Larry David was sitting in front of Larry David right now, he would be very upset at Larry David for sticking his leg out.
How tall of a human is he?
I don't think he's that tall. But
he's not like 7 foot.
You need more relaxing from sitting down?
We've all been in spots where we've been cramped before.
Mm-hmm.
We've all been in that situation either on an airplane or just in an uncomfortable seat, like in a theater.
Yeah.
Or at a game. We've been in those tight spots. I have never thought to pull the leg up and over.
No.
And place it and just let it rest where people are walking by.
No, that's wild behavior. Like,
I've never seen that.
He's lucky he wasn't courtside, because like another episode where he tripped Shaq and ended up putting Shaq in the hospital. Like, I'm not saying he's going to injure anybody here. This is just, I feel like this is not disrespectful, but this is just bad manners. Like, what are we doing here? Like, who do you think you are? I get it. Your show's ending. I get it. You're one of the comedic geniuses of our generation. That's fine. But come on. Here's what I keep saying. Larry David would be pissed at Larry David for doing this.
The only time I've ever seen this be successfully acceptable in public, it's not quite public. It's like if you're on a long car ride, like a road trip,
mm-hmm.
and you draw the straw where you're in the back seat, but you're with like luggage.
Oh, God.
You know, like there's bags around your legs. Like, I've seen people put the legs like on the middle console of the car where you rest your elbows before. Like,
no.
And that's weird too. Because
if I'm sitting passenger, I'm looking down and you go, get your.
Because you don't want, you don't want the shoe near your face.
No.
And you don't want the sock.
And I don't want the barefoot either. I don't want any of that.
No. No. Barefoot is a non-starter.
I don't get the people that put their feet up, like the passenger on the dashboard or out the window either.
You know it's dangerous.
It is dangerous. You lose your foot.
You know, there's like PSAs out there that your knee is going to get.
Doesn't matter. You're going to lose that foot.
Driven right into your face.
He's lucky he wasn't driving there.
That's interesting, though, from Larry David, because the show is ending on HBO,
mm-hmm.
but it seems as if his entire life is just a bit of this show.
Which is surprising, because as someone who's dedicated his life to pointing out when people do things that are faux pas in public settings, you would think that he would be more aware of what he's doing, like sticking his leg out or the potential pick scratch, whatever it was. You would think that the man that came up with those episodes that we still reference to this day that are 30 years old, 35 years old, would put himself into a situation and be so self-conscious about what he's doing that I may never go out in public. If that was me, I'd be like, I'm going to be risking of my own episode here. I'm not going out in public.
How do you say it nowadays? Unhoused?
Yes.
You don't say homeless.
No. Can't unhoused? Yeah.
I had a unhoused person put their foot on me on the train the other day.
Mm.
The blue line. I was on the blue line, and it's, you know, it's winter.
Yeah.
So it's like a sleeping, a warm center. You know, there's people laid out on all the chairs.
Oh, yeah.
There were two chairs being taken up on the train by an individual that was in the fetal position. Right. Okay. Legs were pulled up to the chest.
Into snoozing.
Sleeping.
Yeah.
Polite, though. He took his shoes off.
Well, I mean, you're sleeping.
The shoes were neatly placed on the ground right where he was sleeping.
Nothing wrong with that.
There were two more open chairs on this bench. So I went to the far end and I sat down thinking like, well, he's asleep. He's still already taken up to.
Yeah.
I'm not going to bother him.
Of course not.
He wanted to stretch out. And his foot went right into my midsection.
Did you give him a rub?
Well, no, he did it once as like a feeler to see if I would move. And I like kind of like made a motion like there's someone here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a morning commute. The train's packed.
Oh, yeah.
And then he went for the both feet right into my midsection.
Kick you away?
And I had to do, and he went, He had no.
Who disturbed my slumber?
He had no problem. But yeah, I had an unhoused foot on my
side. You should have done him a service and given him a little foot massage.
No, I don't think I should. Let's end with this today. The Chicago Cubs had their home opener on Monday, Abdallah, and it was exciting.
Oh yeah,
especially super exciting when the players and the coaches are announced on the field.
Oh, that's fun. Little firework. Oh, okay.
Did you see that?
I mean, it was just a tiny little firework. Like, all right, hey, go. Oh, that one's not even working.
So my question is this. Why even try? And it's they're running out. There's four little spots where the flames could kind of fly up. The pyrotechnics, opening day, it's cold, it's windy. People are just getting into the ballpark. Like, why even have the little firework pyrotechnics? If you're a band and you can't actually have the flames behind you while you're playing, like you're Metallica, why have the one little streamer on the side? Because the one little...
Everyone wants to feel important. They all want to feel, listen, here's a poo, little...
Well, we didn't get anything for our first episode here on the YouTube page.
I tried to get a smoke machine in here. They wouldn't let me put the smoke machine in here and just have a nice entrance for us as the smoke cleared and we were just sitting here. I feel like, you know, with that, with the Cubs, them running out, I don't know if it had something to do with the rain that was coming and maybe they scaled it back a little bit, but like,
come on.
Don't you...
You can do better than
don't
that.
Don't you only do that, too, if you're celebrating something from the year before?
It's also funny that baseball has the opening day where they have to announce the entire organization. You go out there, you tip your ball cap, and it's only in baseball that they do that. They don't do that in the other sports. They don't say in the NFL, hey, it's week one at the NFL. We know you're amped, but just wait 30 minutes while we introduce every trainer, every person on this... On this organizational
side. The
only
time that's acceptable is ring night.
When yeah, I get
in a ring and everybody walks out, you get your ring, you got the fireworks, you got all that kind of stuff. But that just seems very, you know, I'm not going to say very Cub, but not surprised. That's just the tiny firework.
Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. Like and subscribe to the page. Also, you can listen to this podcast on the ESPN Chicago app. So check it out. Black and Abdallah After Hours. We'll talk to you later.